Obviously, after we had an opportunity to review the tape and make our corrections, obviously we're disappointed in the outcome of the game. But, the men in that room, the men in that locker room, the players and coaches, we're all committed to each other moving forward and with one focus, one goal in mind, and that's winning in Washington. That's our goal. That's our focus moving forward. It's always been about self-improvement, and I think each and every guy is on board with that.
I heard Mike talk about how when a game, when you guys face a deficit like that early, the game plan sort of has to become secondary a little bit. In those situations, the plays that are being called, are those plays that the guys haven't really run at all that week? Have they run them maybe once or twice? What type of familiarity do they have with those plays?
We've actually repped those plays, so they are familiar with them, the formations, the concepts, but it's just different as far as the sequence. And that's kind of what we kind of got into this past weekend. Anytime you get down, the way we got down in that first quarter, things change, and we had to change the plan.
It was successful, though. What makes you think that maybe that's not what you should be doing all the time? Or is there anything that tells you that's what you should be doing?
Well, you obviously want to continue to mix in the runs and try to stay a little bit balanced. But ultimately, it comes down to, our fundamentals and our execution. And that's one thing that we always, we hang our hat on because we spend a lot of time emphasizing and a lot of times, doing it the right way. And so, and when you kind of go back and you kind of look at it, you prefer to be a little bit more balanced.
How hard is it though to stay balanced considering the situation where you're the tie and then James back for the first time in 6 weeks and everything else that's going on at that position?
Right. Well, that's at times that can be challenging, but we make no excuses. What you try to prevent is being one-dimensional, and that's from a balance standpoint. I think that's the importance of that as far as just not being too one-dimensional.
Why didn't Ty play a whole bunch?
Initially, he was on a rep count, and so obviously, that and the way the game kind of played out, that also factored into it.
What do you think you got out of James his first game back?
It was positive. It was positive. He ran hard, broke some tackles, and it was a good, a good start for him coming back and getting back involved.
Edgar, how different is it to lose one starter on the O-line and then lose a second one? Is there a significant difference from playing without one of your starters to then all of a sudden playing without two? Is that a much, much different challenge?
Well, you always want, the players that we have out there because obviously they're, the best of the best. And we feel like our guys that went in relief of those guys, they also shared that mindset. When I get my opportunity and I step out on that field, there can be no drop off. And that's the mindset and that's the goal. And I think each and every one of those guys, they prepare that way from a weekly standpoint. And the communication part of it was good. There were some areas that we can clean up a little bit better. But overall, I thought they were all on the same page and we were able to continue to be successful.
Think of Donnie and Jason if those guys do have to play moving forward?
We feel we have all the confidence in the world that they'll get the job done.
Edgar, not that it completely went away by any means, but what did you think of the repeated success you seem to have with the back shoulder throws? It's been there here and there, but yesterday there were quite a few there with Jordy and Devontae that
morning. Aaron and our receivers being on the same page, and that certainly has a big part to do with it. But the way they ran the route as well and making those adjustments, I think it was certainly a positive coming out of the game, something that we'll continue to build on as far as how we attack different people.
You've been so good for almost the entire season on third down. The last 2 weeks has gone away. What do you think's going on there?
Just at some points, just the overall execution. That's really the only way to look at it. Obviously, our goal was to come out and start fast. And we had great field position that opening drive, but unfortunately, we didn't get it done. We didn't put it to good use with that field position, so we ended up punting. And that's something that, you know, we have to correct. We have to continue to work at it as far as starting fast and converting that first third down and kind of getting in a rhythm.
Edgar, when you've lost three straight, four or five, what do you guys as an offensive staff do? I mean, you want your players to execute better? You want them to be fundamentally sound? What do you want yourselves to do? What has to be the priority?
I think the priority is to always, like I said earlier, each and every person, you know, player, coach, is self-improvement. I think, you know, that's always the starting point. Each and every guy, what can I do more, or what can I do better for the good of the unit? And I think that's the mindset, and I think our guys understand that, and they know moving forward, that's what has to happen in order for us to be successful. And I think they're all on board. We all trust and believe in the process, and we know we can get it done.
Do you find yourself pushing, like, you know, trying to go outside the envelope a little bit more when that happens?
No, I think it goes back to just each and every guy just, you know, doing their job. You know, we all have a role, and I think you know, we just got to continue to battle and fight and execute.
We often hear from players that it's important when they go out on the field on Sunday to be confident in themselves, in the scheme, in the game plan, whatever the case may be. So when you're in a stretch that's difficult like this, do the players have to do something else to manufacture confidence? Do they have to tell themselves, yes, this is going to work, even though the most recent string of results tell them otherwise?
No, I think you trust your preparation. I think each and every one of our guys, you know, starting, you know, on Monday and working throughout the entire week, I think you trust your preparation. You the time and effort that you put into it from a film studying standpoint, and then the opportunity that you get on the practice field to work your fundamentals and the communication amongst each and every position, I think you trust in that process, and then you go out and apply it on game day.
Back to Michael's O-line questions. If you're sputtering on offense like you are, now you lose maybe your two best guys. I mean, is that a major concern, cause for concern as you're heading into your game planning stuff here coming up?
You know, in this business, you know, injuries happen. That's just part of it. And going into the additional guys sitting in that room, they understand that that's part of it, so they have to always stay ready. And going back to the preparation part of it, that's the importance of it. You know, guys, you know, they sit in that room, they prepare so that when they get their opportunity, they can jump in and they can be successful. So that's just part of it.